With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
E te tī, e te tā, nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori. Welcome back to Everyday Māori, where we help you to learn te reo Māori that you can use in everyday situations. Ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa.
Ko Āpero Woodfine tōku ingoa.
Kia ore hoa, kei te pēhea koe.
Tino pai, me koe.
Ai, kei te tino o rāhau.
What's the kaupapa for today?
In this episode, ko te kaupapa, we're going to be talking about possession.
So what's our sentence here? How do we say this?
Let's look at a question answer, asking someone if they have something. So following on from the last two episodes where we used K to talk about present location, this is similar because we're talking about the physical location of objects mostly when we use this sentence, but we'll look at a few other examples as well. Question is, kei a koe tētahi something. Do you have a something? So the subject, for example, is pen. Kei a koe tētahi pene. Do you have a pen? What words do you recognize, e hoa? Are there any words that are new in the sentence structure?
So we've got K from our last sentence structure, but we've got tētahi is a new kupu.
Tētahi. Tētahi means an, a, and then how would you indicate the plural?
We'd take the T off like normal, right?
Yeah, like that little pattern there. Tēnei, ēnei. Tētahi, ētahi.
Ētahi, okay.
So how would you ask, do you have some pens?
Kei a koe ētahi pene?
Māma, easy. Māma, easy. Kei a koe tētahi pene? Do you have a pen? Kei a koe ētahi pene? Do you have any pens? Do you have some pens? A little note here again on dialectal differences. In some iwi you might hear tētahi. So the tahi is tehi. Tētahi or ētahi. And I just want to note there's any little differences as we go. So, you know, when you're learning and you hear variances, you understand that, oh, that's a dialectal difference and I'm not wrong or they're not wrong. It's just differences that appear in the language.
That's part of your mita, isn't it, Hemi?
Yeah, tainui iwi, we use tētahi.
So we're going to use this structure mainly to talk about possession of objects, right? Physical things. But we can also use it for thoughts. Is that correct?
Quite often you might hear someone say, kei a koe ētahi whakaaro? Do you have any thoughts in a classroom setting? Kei ahau te whakautu? I have the answer. Kei ahau te whakautu? So, yeah, we can see there that it's not restricted to objects and items alone. But when it comes to other things that we have in our lives, like partners or tamariki or whānau members, work, all those other things, we're going to use a different structure. And we're going to park that there for now because we'll get there. So let's look at this question again and how to respond. How would you respond when I ask you, kei a koe tētahi pene? Do you have a pen?
Ai, kei a hau tētahi pene.
Kei a hau tētahi pene. Ho mai, pāsaria. And let's introduce the negation as well. So how would you say, no, I don't have a pen? Kei a koe tētahi pene?
Kaore i ahau tētahi pene.
Ka pai, easy there to negate the sentence. Kei ahau tētahi pene, I have a pen. Kaore i ahau tētahi pene, I don't have a pen.
Cool, so we've got kaore and then e, the little joining particle.
Koya.
So what are some common uses of this structure?
Those everyday kind of items when we're wanting something or asking the location of something. And that's why I think of penne, you know. But another way in which we use the structure is we keep it open. So rather than talking directly to each other or going around and asking each individual, you might say, who has a, and then whatever the subject is. So let's keep it with penne. Who has a pen, you know, talking to the wider room.
Would that be kei awai tētahi penne?
Kia ora, kia ora. Kei awai tētahi penne. Who has a pen? Kei awai tētahi penne. And then someone might, kei ahau, I have one. Yeah, kei ahau. And that's just a nice open question there, rather than being very specific about who you're asking. Using that same pattern, how would you say, who has an answer?
Kei awai tētahi whakautu.
Ka pai, ka pai. Or who has something to say?
Kei awai tētahi whakaaro.
Ai, pai tēnā. Kei awai tētahi whakaaro. Kei awai tētahi kōrero. Some other common phrases where we use a structure is when we're playing games, when we're playing cards, or, you know, each person's going around and taking a turn at doing something. We might say, your turn. And we want to avoid translating those words directly, which sometimes happens. That's a normal thing to do when we learn languages. We rely on the language that we really know and we kind of just transfer ideas over. But in Māori, we might say, it's yours, or over to you is how we'd say your turn. Using the structure.
Kei a koe.
Kei a koe. And then whose turn? Who's got it? Whose is it?
Kei a wai.
Ai, going round. Kei awai, whose turn is it? Ah, kei ahau, my turn. Ah, kei a koe, e hoa, it's your turn. So they're to avoid phrases that I have heard sneaking in, like tōhuri, which is directly your turn. We want to say instead, kei a koe.
Rawe.
Ready for a test?
I'm ready.
Do you have any money?
Kei a koe tētahi moni?
Whakarongo mai. Do you have any money?
Kei a koe etahi moni.
Kia ora. Kaore i ahau etahi moni.
Ahuoki.
Ahuoki, ai. Do you have her phone number?
Kei a koe tana nama waia?
Ka pai. So if I did ask you that in te reo, kei a koe tana nama waia?
Kaore, engari kei aia.
I see what you did there. Pai, do you want to explain?
Yeah, so I said, no, I don't, kaore, engari, but they do, kei aia.
Kei aia. Pai, so engari there for but. One word there that's really easy to incorporate into our kōrero.
It's a nice one when you don't know what to say exactly. Engari, engari. you can draw it out for a while.
And nice to see there you're using a still. We can see here with the structure, it's always kei a, ne? When we're talking about people with the pronouns, kei a koe, do you have kei a hau, kei au, kei aia, a ia. And then our other pronouns, we're talking about two or three or more people. Kei a rāua, kei a rātou, the a remains. Okay, one more, last one. Does mere have the phone?
Kei a mere te waia?
Ai, kei a mere te waia. Tino pai ohoa. Have a go at incorporating that phrase into your kōrero this week, talking about everyday items when you're asking if someone has something and then responding as well. Kia kaha, koutou e hoa ma. We'll be back, a te rā wiki, with a new episode on Everyday Māori. Tēnā koutou.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.